Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Veronica McMillan, the host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I am so excited. It's been a moment since I've been on with you all, and so I certainly want to thank you all for being a part of our show. My co-host, Francine Humphrey, is on the line, and she'll be coming on in a minute. We know that basically she'll be with us for a short period of time, Francine, but definitely you will have some great words to share with us. And so I want to welcome you tonight, my friend. So how are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you. And thank you for everything that you do as far as the broadcast is concerned. I couldn't do it without you. So I'm very excited. Hello, audience. How are you tonight? I am having technical difficulties, but you know what? I'm going to smile my way through it, and we'll get to the next meeting when we get to it.
Oh, my goodness. I think basically it's always something, Francine. That's what technology is. I want to do a disclaimer to say that this is a radio show that comes on via the Internet, also using our telephones, and if we're not careful – anytime the Internet goes out, we have no service. And anytime our telephones act up, sometimes it's not clear. But we keep on pushing on anyway in spite of the technology. And so I'm so glad to have you here tonight. And so let me just share a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Of course, we have the founder on the radio tonight with us, which is so wonderful that she's here with us. But Issues Concerning Women basically is an organization that helps women to reach women and families. Let me just say that, because I think sometimes people think, Francine, when we say women, that we don't want men or what have you, but women and families reach their long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business and finance. And, of course, your area is business, and I think I want to talk a little bit about that tonight, Francine, before you have to go, because I know you're trying to multitask tonight and do a chameleon thing. But we will talk about that.
Yes.
And then assisting in areas of business, finance, and life skills, which is so important right now with the climate that we're in. We think that life skills is something that people would just get, but we're finding that life skills is something that we're really needing more of. And then, of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, is the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And what we do is just help organizations become foundationally strong education, coaching, mentoring, and the development of 501c3 organizations. And, of course, Francine and I, what we love to do is give our communities a voice. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, which is huge, exercise and nutrition, entrepreneurship, relationship building, adult literacy, and adult literacy programs. We're dedicated to making a difference. Said that however long. I don't even know how long we've been on the air, Francine. Do you know?
We've been on the air since 2008. We've been on a long time.
That we've been kind of doing this thing on the radio. And as I said, our vision is just making sure that we empower women, men, families, whomever that we need to empower to make a difference in our world today. Because wouldn't you not say, Francine, that our world today is in crisis? Is in a perilous time. Would you not say that?
Absolutely. And the thing about being in crisis is when you're in crisis, you normally are kind of on the edge and you don't make good decisions, whether it's about finances, relationships, or because you're trying to fix something in a hurried way. And since we are in a crisis, we're doing things that we normally would not do. And that's one of the things I talk to my students about and my clients is when you're in that particular space, you should not make any decisions until you're able to think it through. And one of the exercises that I give them is very simple. It's take a sheet of paper, write down everything that's on your mind about what you're going through on the front of the paper, and then when you flip it over, put things in priority. What is most important to you? So if you're in a relationship, husband and wife, and I use that as an example, and things are just not going the way that you want them to go, because in this COVID-19 crisis, there is a lot of domestic violence going on. And because before COVID-19, husband and wives were like two ships in the night. They were passing each other. They lived in the same house, but they were going to work, and he was going to work, and she was going to school, and she was taking the kids to soccer games, and he was taking the other kids to dance class and karate class. And so they hardly ever ate together. And then when they did, it was a big to-do because everybody was like, okay, I guess Saturday we'll be together. But now we're put back into the family dynamics, and we are there together all day long, and I'm getting these calls, and they're like, what am I supposed to do with him? Because, you know, now I'm not, you know, I don't know, because we never had to do this before. We've never been together this amount of time. And so husband and wives are not making good decisions, not all of them, because on the flip side, the COVID has brought, myself as a perfect example, yes. And before, we were one of the ships in the night. My husband worked nights, I worked days, he was asleep, you know, all day, and then when he, you know, when I come home, he's getting up and leaving. But during the COVID experience, and that's what I'm going to call it, we are now planning things together. When do we go to the supermarket? What meals are we going to have? It's not just getting up and just leaving out the house like you would do before and run over to Burger King or wherever and grab something. It's now we're planning, what are we having for dinner tonight? This is our conversation almost every day, which is so hilarious that we're having this conversation in this particular day and time. But it is, you know, twofold. And also when you're in crisis, the decisions that you make can affect you for many years to come. So I'm just asking that anybody that's listening, please, if you're going through crisis, give Veronica or myself a call. We're definitely here to help you, to walk you off the ledge, because that's where a lot of people are right now.
A lot of people that we wouldn't even think are on the edge. Which makes me think of my next question, and I know I was like, man, we get to talking and 15 minutes are going by and you got to run and do another thing. But what I was writing down here as you were talking is, how are you prepared for the new normal? Because I think COVID-19, regardless of what we're hearing in the politics, I think it's going to be around quite a bit, at least mid-2021. And I think that those who are listening to what you and I talk about on a weekly basis and looking at the times and what is going on, how do people prepare for this new normal? Because without the preparation, fall back into the things that used to be. And then we start doing what you just said. People are arguing with each other. People are not comfortable in that space of, you're there all day long now, I'm needing you to go in there and sit down somewhere, as opposed to, how do we do this together? So what would you say, Francine, of how people need to prepare for this new normal? Because we are also in an election season as well, which means that it can change. When is election day? November the 3rd? Again.
November the 3rd.
Real crazy or a brighter day. So what would you say to that, Francine?
Well, you know, we prepare for the worst because we don't know what's going to happen. And it's not funny, really. But, you know, we're smiling only because we know we have to get through this. And I was saying yesterday, I believe, about not losing hope. Because that's one of the things that I think happens. We don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. It's just darkness when we're looking. And as a community and of professionals and families, because that's who we talk to a lot, we have to open those lines of communication, whether it's with our families or with our business partners or whoever we're dealing with. And, again, I can use myself as an example. Being in a relationship, you know, me and my husband have been together for so many years, you're not happy in your relationship right now, but you need to, you want to work on it, this is a perfect time to do that. And I was talking to one of my students the other night, and I was just saying to her, and she was like, you know, it's just so hard because I've tried so hard to keep the relationship going, and it seems like it's not reciprocated. And I told her, and being a female, a lot of times we are the nurturers in the family. Some men are, too, and again, we're not male-bashing. A lot of men are sensitive to our needs and our feelings, but a lot of times, because we are so different, they tell us, you know, we're like Venus and Mars. You know, we're totally opposite. So try to find that thing about that person, especially if you're married or, you know, you build a relationship together, you have children together, you want to continue that relationship. Try to find that thing about that person that you fell in love with, because I know for a fact that as the years go on, what used to look good to you may not look good to you now. You know what I mean, right?
So, yes, I do.
When you're in that relationship, you know, because at first, every relationship, I don't care if it's business, husband and wife, you know, partnership, in the beginning, everybody's on their best behavior. So they're doing all the things that they think the other person needs them to do or wants them to do, and they want to do it. It's not even that it's fake. They just want to do it. The man wants to open the door for you, and he wants to, you know, lay his coat down and let you walk on the mud, right? Now when it's the mud down there, my husband be like, girl, jump on over there. You know? And so you have to go back and find that thing about that person that you fell in love with. What attracted you to that person? Because if it was for the woman 36, 24, 36, you know she's not that now. She's 40 and 54, you know? So you remember her, because some people live in the past, which is, you know, we have to be honest, and they want to go, they want her to be looking like that pop baller again, you know, that figure eight, and she's not. But if that was the only thing that attracted you to her, then you probably don't need to be together anyway. But for most couples that have been together for any period of time, it was something about that person that you have to go back and find that thing. What did you enjoy about being with that person? And even you can turn and spend that in a business. Veronica and I have been business partners for so long, and why we complement each other. She knows her strength in the nonprofit world. I know mine in the small business entity. We work together. And we'll, you know, we'll have conversations. I don't even think we've ever had a disagreement, you know, the whole time we've been knowing each other, you know, because we talk things through. And I might, and you have to listen. And I think that's the key thing about communication. Everybody's talking, but nobody's listening to the other person. Yeah. Everybody's trying to get their point across, but nobody's listening. And in a relationship, in marriage, in businessship, partnership, you have to listen to the other person. And know that, you know what, this may not be the way that I would do it, but let me think about what Veronica just said, and let me turn this around a little bit and work it out. And I think that's the thing that's missing for a lot of our relationships. We're trying to fix somebody. I can't fix Veronica, and Veronica can't fix me. First of all, I don't think I'm broke, right?
that's what all of us think. None of us think we're broke. Really interesting that you say that, and I want to before you leave, I want you to be able to give the information out on how they can connect with you, because this conversation is not a conversation that's going to be over. We're going to be talking about this year, next year, what have you, because this is such an important conversation. So go ahead on and give us how people can connect with you, Francis.
Sure, absolutely. I'm on Facebook, of course, with Irene Financial and Blacktop Business Services. And you can find, just Google my name, Francine Humphrey. You can find me there and on LinkedIn. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, and the website for Issues Concerning Women is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, just like it sounds. It is just an honor to share the platform with you, Veronica, and I hate to dash off, but I have another engagement tonight, and so we'll have to take this up on due part two. But you, audience, you enjoy the rest of the show. And I, you know, that was my 2 cents worth. I hope you got something out of it. And it's not the end of that conversation. We're going to keep this thing rolling along. So thank you, Veronica, and have a good night.
You do the same, Francine. Well,
okay,
you all have
bye-bye.
Heard my friend talk about basically how to make adjustments and what's going on right now, because we have to. We have to make the adjustments. And as she was talking, I thought about how do we press on through all of this, because we want to have that business spin, but we also want to have that personal life experience. One of the things that I'm doing with my students, because both Francine and I both teach, I'm asking them how are they doing, how are they balancing life, business, relationship, and all of this in this new normal. But one thing that I want to say to you all in terms of what we're doing is you have to learn to keep on pressing on. Don't fight the resistance. Just keep on going. And it's just like falling. The more you try to break the fall, it seems like you fall harder. You fall down, you're rolling, you got your knees scraped up, you got everything. So one of the things that you got to do is you got to keep on pressing on, but don't fight the resistance. Give in to it. Because one of the things that you can do once you give in to it is that there are new strategies that you can come up. You can look and say, wow, man, maybe if I do this like this, this will change. And if I just do that a little bit, that will change this a little bit as well. Learn to pivot. And that's what I think in this hour now in terms of business. Francine and I, she said it, we've been business partners for a long, long, long time. And one of the things that's happening for us is that we are prospering in COVID-19. We just are. Now, we've been grinding for a while, too. I want to say that. It doesn't mean that we're out of the woods by no means. But what has happened is we found our rhythm through all of this, because you got to keep on pressing, you got to keep on fighting, but you got to find your rhythm and don't resist so hard, because there is, and what this is something that I've always said, there's always opportunity in opposition. Now, we're coming up against and facing a lot of opposition right now, but we certainly can make it through, and we are going to make it through. Francine and I have not been shy about the fact that we're believers. We're Christian business women who believe in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We just believe in that, and that there are things that we can do, that you all can do during this time. So don't learn to press in. And then basically I was listening to, I'm looking at a sports channel, because I'm really not a sports fan. But there was something this young man said, and I share this with my students as well. I usually share a lot of stuff with my students when I'm teaching them about life. It has nothing to do with their academic career, even though certainly as an instructor you're there to teach them whatever the subject area that they're in, but you're also there to help them to grow in life. And so I was watching this television show, and I heard this young man say this, and I had to go and grab a piece of, grab a pen and write it down. He says, challenge all, you have to have a challenge in order to see a change. And I started thinking about that. I just started back working out. I've been working out now for about 2 months. And when I tell you all that it is something, but I know I'm starting to see just a little bit of change in my efforts of just working out. Now, you all know, for as you age, your body goes into one direction and your mind goes into another. But that challenge is creating a change in me. And so I want to say that in terms of business, too. You got to see this in this time that we're in this political madness, if you will. That's the only word that I have for it. Political madness. You got to figure out where is the challenge in my life and how do I make these baby step changes? Because that's going to be pivotal for where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it for your family, because all of us are stuck at home. Most of us are at home. I've been blessed. Francine and I have an office in Virginia Beach. I work and do some PRN work with another nonprofit, and so we can go in and out of our office, and then I do a lot of work from my home. And so I'm not nearly as stuck as some people are, but still there is a time when I'm like, I'm going to the office because my husband is getting on my nerves. So we got to figure out what we're going to do and let those challenges become change agents for us. Because it's so important that we do. Let me just do a shout-out again for Francine. If you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, the president and the founder of Issues Concerning Women, you can certainly connect with her by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can certainly go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And certainly if you need to connect with your host tonight, Veronica McMillan, it's been a moment. You know, it's been a moment since I've been on. But certainly you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. We're talking about business and life tonight, talking about business and life and how we get through this time period. Because as I said to Francine before, she had to get off, is that we're going to be in this a moment, you all. We really are. We're going to be in this time like this for a moment. And so if we know that these challenging times that are here are going to be with us at least till mid-2021, and we all praying that we can get back to the normal that we have, but I don't think that that's where we're going. I think that this new normal is really where we're going. We're going to have to make some changes and adjustments. And so one of the things that I say to you is, in the business, learn something new about your specific business. Look at what you've been doing for the last 10, 5, 2, 3, 20, however long that you've been doing it. Learn something new about what it is that you do. I always tell people, I remember my niece talking to me one time, and we had the old, I don't know if you all remember the old flip phones. And so I still had my old flip phones, and they were starting to, you know, with the Androids and the Apples and all of that stuff, and I still had my flip phone. So my niece took my phone. She said, "Oh, Auntie, this is a dinosaur." So you have to think about it from this way. Are you being a dinosaur in your business in terms of the way you've been operating for however long that you've been in business? Are you looking at new ways? Are you looking at new services? Are you looking at ways in which you can monetize your business? Because in the nonprofit world, you have to look at fee-based services, because right now funders are not really giving the grants like they've had in the past. And a new nonprofit, it's going to take you a moment. I always tell people in the nonprofit world, understand that in the nonprofit world, it takes you about 8 to 10 years to really get your sea legs in. So if it's going to take you that long to really understand what you're doing and to keep momentum and keep on the cutting edge, you're really going to have to figure out, what do we do to monetize? What do we do to bring monies into our organization when there is no grant monies or what have you? And I had a client to call me the other day, and they were asking me, "Oh, can you do a grant for me, because there's grant money out here because of COVID." That grant money is more where they're asking you questions about what it is that you're doing. What's your mission? What you're doing? What's your finances? True grants are not like what we're seeing right now in this COVID environment. True grants are really, especially programmatic grants, they are really more detailed than what we're seeing in these question-driven grants that are out here. So I don't want people to be fooled thinking that, oh, my God, all I had to do was just answer these questions, present my financials, and boom, bam, I got me a grant. It is not like that in the true grant world. So I think what we have to do is really, 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 really think about how we can do something new. It may be where you're just going back to school. For an example, another service that we're adding to our nonprofit was something I wasn't even thinking about. But I stopped perusing a website probably about 3 months ago. And I saw a training that I thought would be beneficial to me. And, of course, this training was about $1,500. And a certification is a certification from Cornell University. And so I just went ahead on and just, you know, just drove into it and just like, I'm going to do this. Because I am getting older, and one of the things that I know is that I have to be prepared for my future. Thank God for the fact that I know God will always provide for me. He will always do that. But he also wants us to use wisdom and have understanding regarding what it is that we are doing. So I want to say to those of you all who listen to us every week, figure out what's going to be the new thing. Tweak it a little bit more. Look at Zoom meetings. And I know we all getting all Zoomed out, but look at how we're doing things virtually. Or look at things in a more social distancing way that we can do what we got to do. And then lastly, stay in your lane. Whatever your niche is, make sure that knit that you have. I had a young lady to call me today about something about a business that she had in terms of a nonprofit or what have you. And she kept going back to, you know, what she heard. And I kept going back to, this is the lane that I've been in for the past 20 years, and this is what I'm telling you that I do. Now, the new thing that I'm adding on is a service that we're going to add on. But my niche is this right here. I know this like the back of my hand, and I am keeping, I'm keeping educating myself. Got a little tickle in the throat there. I continue to educate myself on what it is that I'm doing in the area where my expertise is. And I'm adding on just a little bit more. It's like when those moms were doing homemade cakes or what have you. They had a little bit of this in there, a little bit of that. But they knew that the solid cake had the main ingredients, that they couldn't veer away from that. They can spice it up a little bit, but the main thing, they stuck to their guns on that. And I want you all to know your niche, stay in your lane, but see how can you adjust a little bit of adjusting so that you can make the difference in your specific business. And then Francine alluded to this before she left out about our own personal lives. I know for myself, even with dealing with my husband and him being home, and he said kind of said the same thing that Francine said. He said it's different because you are here every day. You were leaving out for 3 or 4 hours and then coming back. But now if you're not going to your office or to the other office, you're here with me 8 hours a day. And then, of course, you know, when you start working or what have you, there's that tendency for you to work beyond your 8 hours or what have you, work beyond the 5 o'clock hour because you're home. And you can run in the kitchen, grab some coffee, do what you got to do, and keep on going. And so the time factor of it sort of kind of gets a little murky. But You gotta figure that all out. That's where that life balance, work balance, and that's what I'm gonna be talking about in one of our episodes this month that we're gonna be bringing on a guest that's gonna be one of my students talking about that. I do want to share with you all about what we're gonna be doing in the community on Saturday before we leave out of here. Minutes, but we have the conversation with Black men and police officers going on at HP Music and Arts in Chesapeake Square Mall. This is our last conversation of the year, and it is going to be co-facilitated by Jeffrey Burke. It really is a conversation of Black men and police officers because, again, that's a thing for us right now. We got to figure out what we're going to do. And so anything. Call please. If you can come out to HP Music and Arts at Chesapeake Square Mall, we would love to have you there. Well, my time is winding down, y'all. So if you need to connect with Francine, you can connect with her at issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with me, you can connect with me at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Or you can go to Francine's website or email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And for me, you can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. It has always been a blast to have a conversation with all of you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay safe and do something good for somebody because we need more. in the world today. Make sure that you are staying in touch with the people that you love. Make sure that you're connecting with God. Don't disconnect God during this time period. We love you, and you all have a great day. Bye-bye now.